Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. Hope your Wednesday is going well. Thank you for joining me. And today we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, starting in James chapter 5, verse 7. We'll go through 7 through 9 today. So if you have your copy of God's Word, join along with me here. So as we read, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door." All right. We come out of the gate talking about be patient. Be patient, he says. In other words, therefore, as he's getting off of the topic, still in his mind about some of the rich were doing things to others to be able to gain even more wealth at the expense of others, at the sacrifice of others. And what James is saying here is be patient, be long-suffering. You know how a runner would run to the end of a race, especially if it's a long race, maybe a marathon. You don't want to start off as a sprint. You want to be patient. You want to be long-suffering. You want to make it to the end. You don't want to fizzle out halfway through the race. Why? For the Lord's coming. The Lord's coming, he compares to a valuable crop. So the application is very clear. Just like a farmer, the Lord's return should stimulate every one of us to be patient and also to persist. And he called for believers to stop groaning lest they be judged, because Jesus, the judge, is standing at the door. In view of the hope of Christ's soon return, we should cease the petty conflicts which James really alluded to in chapter 4. Just like students in a classroom look out for their teacher's soon return. They get quiet whenever they return to the door, and it's not just for young kids. This happens in college too. The whole class is just really, really loud and talking and laughing, and I'm walking into the classroom and everybody gets real quiet. So we need to not be grumblers against each other. Okay? God's children should be on guard for Christ's return. In doing so, we need to have good behavior and mutual harmony with each other. Because if we look at the things that are happening, and we read the book of Ezekiel, and we look at the things that are happening in the Middle East, we can be assured that the judge is standing at the door. Think on these things, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.